I'd ask for pasty every year for my birthday. It was the one day a year I could ask for and get any dinner that I wanted. I realize now it must have been a hardship for my single mom who worked two jobs, because they would take hours to make. But she'd allow me to choose from our drawer of fancy aprons before we began rolling the dough with my great-grandmother's rolling pin, the one with no handles that Mom still uses today. Mom would top my pasty off with my initial or something special she'd cut from the extra dough, and she'd be sure to make enough so we'd have plenty of leftovers to fry in a cast iron skillet the next morning for breakfast. It's the simplest of recipes, just beef, potatoes, onions, parsley, butter, salt and pepper, and a folded pie crust. My mom's trick for the pie crust is adding ice to the water. And it isn't a pasty unless there's ketchup. No gravy. Through the years, my sisters and I have made some adjustments to the recipe and to the prep. Now we add the parsley, the salt, and the pepper to a bowl of the ingredients instead of to the individual pasties. And once I used chicken, broccoli, and onions for the sister that stopped eating red meat for a year. We no longer reserve pasties for birthdays. We make them a few times a year. And imagine our surprise when just this past year, my 52-year-old sister finally confessed she isn't a big fan of pasty and never has been. She just enjoys that when Mom, Pappy, or any one of us get hungry for a pasty, we show up, start cutting and rolling, sit down together, and eat up. Delicious.